Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Crosby Olsen the studios with you.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Neil, how you doing today? Neil West is on the board. You doing okay?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, excellent. I'm getting a little loop back. If you could fix that, that would be wonderful. There we go.
It's fixed.
Neil, I want to... Don't you hate when that...
I hate it when my back gets looped.
When your back gets looped? Let me tell you a fun story. I guess it was about a couple, 3 years ago. We had just welcomed a new affiliate in Kansas. And I had a loop that was just horrifying. I wound up talking like this through it. You know, your mind cannot work.
No.
When you're getting that, it simply doesn't work. There's no way around it. You have to talk very slowly around that. And you know that, how we would do this all the time.
I've had talkbacks in my ear that have started feeding myself back onto me that I've ripped off while I'm on camera, stuff like that. You know, you just got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Hey, you had some fun running a famous guy's radio show one time. Why don't you tell us who it was?
I produced The Savage Show. I was with Michael Savage about 3.5 years.
Okay, so
I was with him in Oregon. We came out to San Francisco, and that's how I ended up in Dallas. That's how I met you, because I'm not with the show anymore. So I work for the network that airs you, Salem. So,
and well, you know, you had a I guess Shanto had a flat tire today, and you sit and so that's what he said. Let's just keep that even. That's what he said.
Oh man!
But you've worked with me in the past when Shanto is not around and so forth, and I really enjoy working with you. And I'm glad you're here. I wanted to bring your mic live today because it's a Friday. And I want to do some things a little bit differently. And, you know, I often say that some of the best radio, Neil, is the radio that the listener really doesn't get to hear. And that's the stuff we get to talk about off air when the mics aren't live. Sometimes we get to bring it back to the fans, and sometimes we don't. But in this case yesterday, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but I had a field day going off on Ted Cruz, who I believe personally put himself above the nation and his little I didn't want Donald Trump made me mad talking about my wife and my daddy. And he put that above defeating Hillary Clinton. This is a guy, Neil, who ran on, and I couched this, of course, you know, it, the Second Amendment. So we'll stick there. I could have used many different arguments, but I'll use Second Amendment. Ted Cruz ran on the fact that Hillary Clinton wants to take away our gun rights. I supported him, in fact, Neil, and not only did I support him, but I endorsed him on this program, which by default gives the support of the program to him, both programs. I withdrew that after he failed to support an argument about Donald Trump and free speech, and I thought that was a really crappy thing for him to do, and he knew better. However, I've always been a Ted Cruz fan, and here's the problem I had with this. He knew darn good and well, he knows darn good and well that our Second Amendment rights are on the line, Neil, and by failing to support the nominee publicly, he played politics with my Second Amendment rights. Do you agree with that?
It's not only that, but I would go a step further to say that if you are at all familiar with Ted Cruz and his history, he's literally one of the most self-aggrandizing politicians ever. So to believe that Ted Cruz did anything at the GOP convention that was not solely motivated by benefiting Ted Cruz, then I think you're fooling yourself. So this argument that he did it for the good of the nation and to vote his... he did it because he thinks he's going to corral some billionaires and, you know, run in 2020. That's the idea.
Well, he's damaged his political career, I think, irreparably. I don't think he can come back from this, quite frankly. The best thing that could have happened to unity at the party, I think, was him doing what he did. I think it unified the party. Not only did it unify the party coming out of the convention in Cleveland, but I think it brought more Ted Cruz supporters over to Donald Trump than Cruz would have ever anticipated. I don't know what he was thinking when he did what he did.
What's interesting about that, and I had thought this yesterday, and I'll just shop this idea to you and see what you think. I thought, see, everybody was talking about how Trump made this big mistake letting Cruz speak, right? That it was this it was a symptom of an unorganized campaign, et cetera, et cetera. I think it was brilliant.
It was a brilliant strategic move.
I don't think it was a mistake at all. What we hear is that Donald Trump had Ted Cruz's speech in hand 2 to 3 hours before he spoke. He read it. He knew what Ted was going to say. He let him say it anyway. So how was it a mistake? I just don't think it was. I think it was brilliant strategy.
Not only, not only was it brilliant strategy, what it did was it allowed Donald Trump today, because who's going to get the last word here? All right. There was no floor fight. Ted Cruz had no chance of winning the nomination. Ted Cruz knew it. Donald Trump knew it. Donald Trump knew, as you said, 2 to 3 hours prior with the speech in hand. He ready. He said, let him talk. Let him say it. Because guess what happened this morning, which absolutely proves what you're saying and how I and how why, and why I agree with that, that it was brilliant. Because Ted Cruz didn't get the last word here, Neil. Donald Trump did. And Donald Trump used it to shred Ted Cruz and did it masterfully today. So yeah, this all played right smack into Trump's hands. I think there's an I feel sorry factor involved here too, where you've got people on the fence going, oh man, that should have never happened. I felt bad for Trump. No, Trump deserves my vote. I think that's at play too, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit of sympathy play as well.
Sympathy?
Absolutely. And it's brilliant gamesmanship. It's brilliant politics. And here's the one thing that I'll tell you for a fact, Mark. Is that the conservatives, the GOP, the Republicans, I don't know what camp you're in there, but that side, they are having a lot of disagreements right now about policy, about the way forward, about the future of the party. Here's the one thing that I think they can all agree on now, which is, listen, nobody liked Ted Cruz to begin with. He is literally right. The most unpopular senator of all time. Nobody liked him to begin with. The only reason anybody tolerated him was because he had presidential aspirations, and quite frankly, he's weaselly enough to sort of make something happen there. But I think they can all agree now that Ted Cruz is not one of them, and it's like Trump gave them something to coalesce behind.
You're in Texas.
I am.
What are you hearing on the street? Certainly this is Talk in Texas. I'm sure this is local stuff that I'm not privy to or that I haven't seen, because quite frankly, I haven't looked at it. I've looked at it on a larger macro scale. Does Ted Cruz stand a chance for re-election in Texas?
Oh, man, I don't think so. I think here's my opinion on that. And I watched a lot of the feed from the delegate breakfast and things like that, where Ted spoke to the Texas delegation. And even the next morning after he did made his statements at the convention, the next morning, there was this very, very apparent divide down the middle of these people that at one point were all behind Ted Cruz. And so the thing that's going to happen, and you know, we'll see this play out over the next couple of months, maybe over the next couple of years. He is going to go, his popularity is just going to continue to erode. So no matter where he's at today, I think his support is going to wane going forward because of what he did. I don't think it's going to pay him any dividends. I don't think it's going to make him any more popular. I think he's literally going to be seen, like we've discussed, as just this self-aggrandizing politician who's in it just for him. And not only that, but he went back on his word. And I'll tell you, the thing in Texas, man, your word is your bond. Don't do that.
Do you remember who came in second at the Daytona 500 in February?
No.
Of course not. And as I mentioned yesterday, as I teach my children, and if you ask my son, I could put him on the microphone now if he were here in the studio with me, and I could say, Ryan, tell me something. Second place is what? And my son will say, well, first loser, Daddy. All right? Second place is first loser. Third place is second loser, and on down the line. And the reason I mention that, Neil, is because I don't think anybody's going to remember Ted Cruz in 4 years. I think it's going to be, they'll remember what happened at the convention, and they will remember it for him, for it being the death of his political career, if they're even thinking about him and recall his name at the time.
This was Dukakis and the tank.
Yeah,
This was Ted Cruz's tank moment.
Look, I'm not going to, you know, Charles Krauthammer, I went back and looked at a lot of news. Over this, I didn't follow a lot of this after the meeting the next morning because I wanted to couch this and frame it in terms of the Second Amendment, what this meant, what Ted Cruz did, a man who claims to support the Second Amendment. He does. I know he does. But at this stage of the game, he doesn't. And, Neil, I couldn't find anything in all of my research prior to my endorsement of Ted Cruz where Ted Cruz had said or done anything to sabotage the Second Amendment. I couldn't find it anywhere. It simply wasn't there. But I could show you Donald Trump's support for quote-unquote assault weapons bans, you know, 10, 12 years ago. I could show you Marco Rubio at local commissioner meetings sabotaging the Second Amendment in Miami before he moved on to the state and then on to the Senate. I can tell. I can show you on down the line, John Kasich fighting concealed carry with Buckeye Firearms. I could show you instances of every single one of those candidates. You know, believe it or not, save for Jeb Bush, who I voted for twice in Florida. That's why I supported Ted Cruz, because I was looking at this through the prism of the Second Amendment only until the night of the convention, until Wednesday night. Not only did he sabotage the Second Amendment, he sabotaged every single issue he ran on with a failure to support Donald Trump and get in line with the rest of the Republicans and bring unity. Neil, when we come back, I want to read an email. I'll keep you on the mic if that's okay. Enjoy talking with you. Lots to cover. Stuff going on in Munich. Wow, it's funny how in Germany it's a terror attack, and here it's a mass shooting that requires gun control. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Free, baby.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is in the Crossbreed Ulster Studios with you. We're kicking back a little bit. I've got my smoker going back at AAR Ranch, by the way, with a stuffed pork loin. And it's got very thin sliced ham, some spinach, a cream cheese and jalapeno with some jelly. And it's got some provolone cheese and some mushrooms, and it's all rolled up into a big pork loin, and it's smoking right now at about 180 degrees for a couple hours. Neil, I'm talking with Neil West. Neil used to run the boards and produce the Michael Savage Show for a number of years, and he's running my boards today. Neil, great to have you here, man. Love when you're on the boards. Love it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, by the way, the second place finisher, just so you know, I don't want to tease everybody. I do happen to know who it was. Denny Hamlin won the 500. Martin Truex Jr. came in second at the Daytona. But you see, I also do Spirit of Racing Radio on Saturdays. So I'm out there in radio form somewhere doing some NASCAR work. So it actually was Martin Truex this year. I think it was Martin Truex. I better go back and check that. I'm pretty sure it was. All right, let's continue the conversation. The two of us were talking during the break about Ted Cruz, and you mentioned that, you know, I think now that everybody knows Ted Cruz was out for himself. We went back to the Second Amendment, and I was telling you a little bit about my thoughts on how we look at everything here. As you know, you've run the boards, you've listened to the show before, but we view everything, Neil, through the prism of the Second Amendment here, and how Ted Cruz can no longer be trusted from that standpoint based on what we saw him do on Wednesday this week. Am I wrong there, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think he made a good point here, or at least, you know, here's the thing. I think he has been, I know I'm from Texas and I'm supposed to say something else, but I'm not a Ted Cruz fan. And, you know, I think that he has pulled the wool over a lot of people's eyes for a long time. I think that Ted has been very good at telling a certain part of the electorate exactly what they want to hear. I think he's been very good at playing that polished role. I know for a fact, because I have talked to him outside. It's an image. It's a character. The Ted Cruz senator character. Because when you talk to him off the air, he's like a real guy. You know, when you talk to him in real life, or when you see him on the podium, he's very eloquent and well spoken and high falutin and whatever. But, you know, that's not the Ted Cruz that you talk to off air before you patch him into the show. It's like a totally different guy. So I've all gotten right to see a little bit of that. And I think that's, you know, I think that everyone in the country got to see exactly what a lot of us in the business already knew.
So you don't trust him?
No, not as far as I can throw him.
Let me turn back on you the question you asked me during the break. I want to get your answer to this. You got mine. Do you feel played as a Texas resident, and as a U.S. citizen, and as a gun rights supporter, do you feel played by Ted Cruz?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me why.
These are important things, and these are, first off, I mean, really, Mark, I don't like being lied to. And
There you go.
I don't like,
you
I don't,
you saw,
yeah, that's it. I mean, you, that boiled you, it down to one statement. Yeah, I don't like being lied to.
All right. You felt lied to. I felt lied to. America felt lied to. Our Second Amendment rights were played more than anything else with what we saw. No doubt about that. So it was fascinating to watch. All right, let's move on to a couple other topics. All right, I want to keep you on the mic. I'm having fun with you. Eric Holder today. You know who Eric Holder is, right? All right, I don't know
comrade,
if you know this.
Comrade Holder, right.
Eric Holder made another public play for gun control yesterday. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Larry Keene from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the NSSF, based, by the way, up in Newtown, Connecticut, in response to, and I'm quoting now from a piece by Larry King, or Larry Keene, in response to the recent tragedies in Dallas and Baton Rouge, former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder called on law enforcement officers to join in advocating for stricter gun control laws. It is far, and here's a quote from Holder. It is far past time for those of you in law enforcement. Listen to him lecture now. Listen to the tone of this. It is far past time for those of you in law enforcement to join with other responsible Americans and take on the mindless, industry-driven gun lobby that values an illogical individual ability to possess military-grade weapons more than the lives of the American people in general and our law enforcement personnel in particular. Now, Keene goes on to say about how that's not a surprise. Of course, Eric Holder was caught on tape in the early 1990s, Neil, saying that his ultimate goal was to brainwash Americans, American youth, against gun ownership. Because and what this does is plays into the fact that I always point to these people as jihadis. They are in this for the long term. Their ultimate goal is to wipe out gun ownership in its entirety in America. Yes? No?
Oh, absolutely. And the trouble with that, and the reason I find Holder's comments so troubling, is because what he is really doing, more than advocating a position, is pitting the American people against law enforcement.
Law enforcement, thank you.
And what we really need is we need a partnership between Americans and law enforcement. I mean, unless you're, and this goes for both sides. I mean, unless you're advocating complete military control of the streets, then, you know, the heavy-handed law enforcement approach isn't going to work. But at the same time, if there's not that kind of approach, then what we have is chaos. So there needs to be some place in the middle where everybody can be happy. And somebody like Eric Holder, who could use his position to advocate that, is instead pitting everybody against each other, you know, for political gain. That's all it is.
What is his position now? He doesn't hold any official office. He's out the door. He's the only attorney general that's ever been held in contempt by Congress. The guy was the single most political. He's the individual who most politicized, I think. If you think of any weaponized department, it would come under Eric Holder and the DOJ when he was running it as AG. I can't think of anybody else. Now, Lynch, with the whole Clinton debacle and everything else, getting busted on the airplane with Clinton, we've still got a few months left of this woman to see what she's all about, but I think America's got a taste of that. But as of yet, Neil, she hasn't been held in contempt by Congress yet. I don't know that won't happen if she continues to play pool the way she's playing, pitting law enforcement against civilians in this country. You never know what might happen. Now, one thing that needs to be pointed out here. But real fast, who do you think Attorney General, former AG Holder, is even playing to here? Who the hell is listening to him at this stage of the game?
I think it's sort of a dog whistle to those that are mobilized, you know, to keep this as sort of a hot button. Basically, he's blowing the whistle for those that are continuing to press this narrative that it's the American people versus law enforcement.
Do you think in the short time we have left in this segment that he is vying for some type of position in a possible Clinton administration? Do you think he wants to get back in the public eye?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he is in for himself in the same way that everybody else in most politicians anyway are sort of in it for themselves. So yeah,
I wonder. Here's what I wonder. I wonder if Holder is trying to put himself in the running for one of those what might be 4 Supreme Court justice openings.
That's a scary thought.
And a Clinton. Isn't that a frightening thought? But look, you never know how these zealots think. Absolutely not. Here's what Holder should know. National Association of Chiefs of Police show that 87.9% of police officers nationwide answered yes when asked should any vetted citizen be able to purchase a firearm for sport or self-defense. And another 76 said yes when given the question, can qualified law-abiding armed citizens help law enforcement reduce violent criminal activity? Back with you, Holder.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
As I say, some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. Yet again, the conversation between Neil and myself during the break was a good one. And Neil, you mentioned Eric Holder. You said, you know what I think is ironic about Eric Holder? Isn't he the guy that was slow walking? I'm not going to tell you he was slow walking anything. It was called gun walking. And, of course, you were referring to Fast and Furious. You can give us your take on that real quick. The irony is not lost on me or this program,
no,
or the Armed American Radio listener.
I mean, for somebody like Eric Holder to have this militant opinion on guns, given his history, is ludicrous. Why would I listen to you and your opinion at all? Because you have proven that you will take extrajudicial action to manipulate the American people. And not only that, Eric Holder, but didn't a couple of 50 cals that you sent across the border end up with the most notorious drug kingpin of Mexican fame, El Chapo? These are weapons that are capable of blowing up a car or a helicopter, a 50 cal. But don't worry. I mean, the word is there's only 34 of them that were sold through the program. So, I mean,
you know.
No, no, you absolutely nailed it. But I think I can answer your question in a rhetorical way. Let me do this. Maybe those who would listen to Eric Holder talking about his militant position on Second Amendment and the right to bear arms might be the same people who would pay any attention to an actor by the name of Leonardo DiCaprio lecturing them on global warming from an airplane on his way to the film festival in Cannes, France, so he can con the rest of the world about his global warming scam while he's flying around the world. Or it could be, Neil, those might be the same people who will listen to Hillary Clinton lecture us about gun control while she is surrounded by firearms. Could those people be one, two, and three of the same? Maybe? Just maybe? And what party are they, by the way? I have to ask. What party are they?
Well, the Lemmings aren't a party anymore, so...
They're socialists. They're socialists is what they are. Formerly Democrats, now socialists. All right, let's take this over to Munich. 24/7 coverage again. I don't know how much more I can stomach it. I've got multiple monitors on in the Crossbreed Holster studios right now, and I've turned the volume down and I've paused them. You know, you get the 60-second headline, you know what's going on, and then you got to sit and you got to listen to whoever's on CNN or Shep Smith at this time during the day on Fox News just bloviating constantly about what they don't know is happening. But apparently there is a terror attack underway right now in Munich. Right now a minimum of 6 dead, and I'm seeing up here now several dead, 8 wounded in mall shooting. It happened to be at a McDonald's, Neil, in Germany. I thought that only happened here, number one. And number two, why are they so quick? Why is the mainstream media so quick to call it an ISIS-inspired terror attack when it happens outside of our borders, yet inside our borders, it's a mass shooting that yet again calls for more gun control in America? Can you give me your thoughts on that?
I think you already know the answer to that.
I do, but we've got to talk about it. It's exactly what we're up against.
Literally just to manipulate public sentiment. That's it. And it's disingenuous. And frankly, I think it harms our republic. I really do. All of this lying about the facts in order to spin a news item one way or another is very detrimental. And you know, we're seeing the chaos on the streets that's being caused by it. Whereas if we could all have a conversation that involves the same set of facts.
That's impossible. It's impossible. It's not going to happen anymore because the other side isn't interested in that. Now, that would have been possible years ago. It is no longer. With the shift in the Democrat, formerly Democrat Party, Neil, now socialist, there are two distinct directions this country is one of two distinct directions this country is going to go in November. It's going to shift completely socialist left, free health care, free everything, which of course is going to put us right smack in the toilet and bankrupt the nation because there's no such thing as free. They're going to come after our guns, or we're going to fix what we've lived through for the last 8 years, which is to fix the direction that the nation's been going, which is veering left towards socialism. Neil, in order for there to be a legitimate debate or a legitimate conversation, you have to have two sides that are honest. And that's just simply not possible now, is it?
No, it's not. And Germany, especially for this to take place in Germany, is, it's reticent of where they're headed because German gun laws are pretty much the toughest in the EU. And
as is France.
Well, like, for instance, a German citizen is only entitled to own a 9mm semi-automatic pistol, but only if they're a member of a gun club. There's tests every year, records checked every year, blah, 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 blah.
But it didn't stop this, and it won't stop it here. Yet here in America, Neil, it's an instantaneous call for gun control before the bodies are even counted on the floor at the Pulse nightclub after an Islamist terror attack in Orlando a couple months back. While a local Democrat politician from Florida is trying to make a name for herself and jumping on national news, talking about how we need more gun control. But I don't hear that coming from the administration either in Germany, nor do I hear it coming from the administration here, because they're quick to call it. But let's forget what the administration's doing. This administration's history. Let's pivot over to the mainstream media. I think you nailed it. It's a great place to take the direction. 24-hour coverage manipulating public opinion is what you said. In order to manipulate public opinion, there has to be a, let's just say, there has to be a desire, a will, and a conversation in order to manipulate anything behind the scenes, doesn't there? Someone has to do what in order to manipulate the news?
They have to take action. I mean, there has to be
It's deliberate.
Right, yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's deliberate. It's someone, this is deliberate reporting. Is there a conversation in a back room? This is the way we want to spin this? Or this isn't going to look good for our agenda. Let's present it this way. Look, you know, nobody better than you knows propaganda 101. In order to control the masses, you control the media. Control the media, you control the message. You control the message, you control the masses. It's a vicious circle. It's propaganda, Goebbels 101, German propaganda. Okay? Is that what's happening here?
I don't know that what we... Here's what I tell everybody. To assume that the media is actively colluding with each other, I think that's a bit of a stretch. But what has happened, without a doubt, is this 24-hour beast that we've created is really leading to profit-driven motives rather than truth or these more, you know, some of these softer motives. They're driven by profit. And so because of that, because of the way that has been set up, I don't know that truth or journalistic integrity or any of that really plays into things anymore. It's more about presenting the bloodiest thing for your side to consume. And so, you know, whereas I don't know that there's this active sort of conversation happening, there is definitely a culture that has been created. Right. And you don't have to ask. Nobody has to tell you. You just know. You know if you work for this organization that this is kind of the way they want it. And if you work over here, this is the way they want it. And that's the way the audience is going to consume it. And it's all about profit and eyeballs. And it doesn't necessarily have anything. Listen, conversations that involve truth and fact are kind of boring.
You know, all right. You're right about that. And then also we go to the, you know, if it bleeds, it leads type thing. We can go into this all day long, even for local stories. But here's let me ask you this. If that's the case, if nobody's talking about, if I was leading into that deliberate conversation that someone has to have in order for something to be manipulated, it has to be a conscious decision to make a deliberate action in order to manipulate anything, then riddle me this. Why are they all on the same page at no matter what network you talk about when it comes to using terms such as gun safety versus gun control? Does that happen through osmosis? When we come back, I want to read you an email. Oh, boy. I don't want to go back to Ted Cruz, but I do want to read an email. We'll see. Maybe I'll read it tomorrow. Sunday, Monday. We'll get around to it. Be right back.
You're all clear.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wrapping up the fastest hour in radio, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, I need you to head over to USCCA On Air. Now, the site is going to be updating soon, but the video, the first of four videos, is still up there. You can learn the one critical mistake to avoid when lives are on the line and your adrenaline is through the roof. You can see what happens when a responsible gun owner, in this case a good friend of mine, Heather, is challenged to put her deadly force decision-making to the test. Filmed it and put it on tape for you in real-life scenarios, and it's very valuable information. It's all free. Head over, check it out, USCCA On Air, and anything you need to know about the organization that has your back in the event you need to use your firearm. Heck, if you're even considering buying a firearm, you need to know about the USCCA. Don't make the mistake and not check out the United States Concealed Carry Association, okay? They do have your back. It's the one organization in the country that's got your back. God forbid you have to use a firearm to defend yourself. I'm talking with Neil West. Neil's been around, man, and I love talking to you. I love when you're on the boards with me, Neil. Here's something I want to talk about with you. Real quick, the manipulation of the media and it being deliberate, okay? We're in the middle of a 24-hour news cycle. It isn't going to go away, and it's here. It's upon us. We no longer get the news at 6:30 at night when we hear some old guy sit there and say, "And that's the way it was today, January 22nd, 1968. Good night." That's done. That's over. It's not going to happen.
That's pretty
good
act, by the way.
It was pretty good.
That was Cronkite, right?
That was Cronkite. Now, we're talking about manipulation of the press. And let me kind of twist back to this here, because I said it had to be deliberate. when all of these people do the same thing and the agenda comes out the same way, you know, are they talking about this in the back room? I don't know. You don't know that. I don't know that. We don't think that's the case. However, I point to you this. When you hear Katie Couric say, well, we don't like to say gun control. We like to say gun safety. And isn't it interesting that everybody on the network says gun safety when they talk about this? Here's why. Because they're being fed these points from Everytown for Gun Safety, from Michael Bloomberg's quote-unquote media wing, who are feeding the talking points to the networks. So in a way, it is deliberate, and in a way, it is collusion, isn't it?
Well, and to even further than that, and I'm going to tell you something that happens in television specifically. Now, I don't have any proof that this has taken place within the gun control arena, but I know for a fact that it happens pretty regularly on the health arena. Okay, so we're going to use sort of a similar thing here. These lobbying organizations go so far as to write news stories, complete with video, interviews, leads, whatever, and send it to the networks. The networks then make that available to use. And you can use it if you're NBC Nightly News or if you're an NBC affiliate in Dallas, Texas, for instance. All of that material is available to you. And so that's how it gets out into the atmosphere. Now, I don't know for a fact that that has taken place with the gun, like I said, in the gun arena, but I know it happens with health. And I could see somebody like Bloomberg.
Well, that's exactly what's happening with Everytown for Gun Safety is exactly what you just described. That's how they get the narrative out there with the, you know, the terminology, we don't like to. Who was Katie Couric referring to when she said, we don't like to say gun control? We like to say gun safety, because, you know, gun control just sounds so, you know, and I would jump in and say, you mean like a phony lie like you? Of course it does. So you ask yourself that question. That narrative is coming from Bloomberg, and that's how they're pushing that narrative. Here's something else that's interesting. The buzzwords of the day, right? Here we are in a 24-hour news cycle, Neil. It isn't going to go away. It's upon us. It's going to be here. You're going to have people bloviating, filling time all day. Man, I'm in this seat in front of this camera for 2 hours. I can't get up and use the restroom for the next 2 hours because I've got to look at this camera and I better have something to talk about. You watch Shep Smith do it, he'll drive you crazy time after time after time watching the same video loops. But you know what's funny to me is when I watch the buzzwords come out. Remember a couple years back when it got really cold out and all of a sudden the term polar vortex began being used by everybody? You recall that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall? Now, I happen to be just north of Cincinnati. I was in Dayton, Ohio at my in-laws because I went to the NASCAR race in Kentucky with my son, my brother-in-law, and my father-in-law earlier that weekend. And we were there when a storm front blew in. It was crazy. And my son and I got back in the car not too long after that. Well, I'd never heard this term, Neil. I found out later it was called a derecho. I'd never heard of a derecho before, and I've never heard of a derecho since. But everybody in the media began jumping on the term derecho. You know what we called it when I was a kid? It was a fast-moving storm front. It was a line of thunderstorms. Okay? Gun safety in place of gun control fits that narrative. How do those definitions get out there, and who puts them out there, and why is it that they're all picked up by the same people on different networks who run with it? The polar vortex wasn't just happening on Fox 5 Atlanta. It was everybody's buzz. Where does that come from? How does that work in the mainstream 24-hour news cycle?
Well, that is the core function of a think group. That's what they do. I mean, literally, they sit around and they think up these kind of thoughts and ideas, and then the people that sit on these boards that run TV stations that are, you know, whatever, that's where the terms get injected into the atmosphere, is from these groups like a Michael Bloomberg, exactly, who come up with this new buzz term that they're going to use, and then that group goes and they publish, they write, they appear on television, they send out media advisories.
Its press releases go out, mm-hmm. advisories go out. You're absolutely correct.
It becomes a full-court press.
It becomes a full-court press, and I'm glad you're able to explain that. I hope you're paying attention to what Neil is talking about here. This is something we discuss on the program together every single day. I want you to be very here's something for you to consider. Have you heard or noticed, Neil, I'm talking to the listener now and you, the term weapons of war? Because now an AR-15 assault weapon is now a weapon of war. Neil, we're hearing that same narrative everywhere, on every liberal network. It's the same thing as assault weapon. It's all being fed to the networks, as you're describing, to everybody paying attention today. And it's frightening because that's how they control the message. That's how they control the narrative, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not an accident. And to think that it's an accident or a coincidence, it's not. It's deliberate. And there are people that are complicit in making sure that these terms get... I mean, and like we were talking off air, I don't know if I even said this, but in addition to the network itself having access to this kind of stuff, this gets fed into the affiliate system. And I can't stress how important that is as someone that I spent 2.5 years directing local television, and I had a staff. Let's see, I had 2 cam ops, a tape editor, and a producer. That's a really small team for a show that was, we were on the air for 90 minutes at a stretch and then a half an hour. So 2 hours of programming in the morning. That's a stretch for 3 or 4 or 5 right. people. And so it becomes critical to have those resources from the network. That's how the stuff ends up on the air.
And what's fascinating about it, too, as we take this into the end of the hour, Neil, together, and I want to thank you for being here and explaining this to Armed American Radio listeners. But in order for this to be effective, and in order for this to move and metastasize across networks, a like-minded agenda must already be predetermined at that particular network. In other words, the leftist agenda is already in play. That's why they accept that narrative. That's why they want run with everything that Neil is telling us about. It's how it gets into the mainstream, and it's why it seems like it's some type of collusion behind the scenes when it really isn't a conspiracy. It's just like-minded individuals taking their information and getting the same cards and running with the same thing. That's where it comes from, in a nutshell, simply. Yes or no, real quick?
Absolutely. You nailed it.
It's frightening. It really, really is frightening. Hey, Neil West, thanks for being here, man. I'm looking forward to bringing you back on the mic. Enjoyed the conversation with you today. And guess what? We're going to wake up on Sunday, do it all again on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. And then on Monday, we're going to follow it up with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because we can, because we're here. And as long as I'm breathing, we're going to fight for your right to keep and bear arms. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. And I'll see you on the Monster Cast this weekend.
All right, my friend.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win 1 of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.